Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Latest United with Stan podcast. We are just rocking up at the stadium in Anderlecht. On our way here for a couple of days, actually. We got the ferry. We had a choice of a 1 hour flight or a 2 hour train or a 14 hour ferry, and given that we're all idiots, we chose the 14 hour ferry option. That was an absolute scream, but we got here at 8 this morning, and spent the day in the centre of Brussels, which has been really nice, decent weather. Most United fans on the day trip arrived around 10 a.m. this morning, and everybody mingled in the centre of Brussels, which is a good city, easy to get to, nice and busy, lots of shops, lots of pubs, lots of bars, lots of restaurants, the kind of thing you'd expect in a major European city. And United fans have had a good time in the city centre today. We've got to the ground now. We're outside the stadium, and I'm just going to go and grab a few fans and see if I can get a bit of opinion on not just the game, but also see what's been going on from a trip point of view. Si, how are you?
How are you, mate? All right.
Yeah.
You're looking
the right tangle.
Well, you know, I'm looking a bit pale, but I've had a great day. Have you had a good day, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
And me too, mate.
Your day stops it.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas Cook kind of thing, you know, he comes in handy now and again kind of thing. And you're going to ask me what the score's going to be, aren't you?
No.
Are you not?
No.
You're not asked?
Well, there's no point. You never get it right, do you?
I just think it's going to be, yeah.
How's your trip been? How's your day been?
It's been great. I said, I've had the most amazing time in my life.
Good city, innit?
Oh, it's a beautiful city. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, Brussels, if you want to come with your missus or, you know, whatever, it's like that, it's a great city to come to. But, you know, with a load of lads who watching football, maybe not. But, you know.
Have a good night.
Thank you, mate.
I'll see you in a bit, yeah. Who else have we got here? Woody?
Oh, it's Steve. Not bad,
yeah?
You.
Have you got it?
Plane. Day trip.
Are you on day trip? Yeah.
Yeah, just a day.
Yeah.
Saving the day for the final.
So what have you been doing all day?
Sampling the wonderful pubs. That's about it. The same bar twice today. It's been a cracking day. Nice
city, innit, Brussels?
It is lovely, but it's been a great day.
So where do you stand on the United in the Europa League? This is a big game for us tonight, isn't it?
This is it now. There's only us that can stop ourselves from winning it, I think. I don't think there's any... Tottenham went out, so I don't think there's anyone that can stop us winning. The only people that will fuck it up now is United. Ideally, they should be getting three points. Fucking what we're saying. Too many beers. Too many Duvals. Ideally, they should be getting a win here tonight, at least scoring, getting back to Old Trafford. You can't see these be causing too many problems, but they beat Tottenham, so you've got to be wary at the same time.
I've not seen you on the bus for a couple of weeks because obviously you've not been on, but you know, United have got to prioritise this now, haven't they, in terms of the season?
I don't agree. I think they can still get top four in the league, I prefer that all our big games are away from home. I really do. Powering Chelsea at the weekend, obviously, but I think they'll get a result. I'm more confident with the big games being away from Old Trafford because I think we're better on the road this season.
So if I offered you fourth or the Europa League, what would you pick?
Europa League because it's a trophy, but I do think they'll do both personally.
If I offered you fourth or Europa League, which would you pick?
I'd pick the Europa League.
Europa League.
But I do think they'll do both. I think they'll perform in the big games. I mean, I know we've had a bad run, a few draws and not finishing chances, but for a lick of a paint on the bolts and the bar, it'd be different, wouldn't it? But that's just the way it is. I still think we'll get fourth.
What time are you back home?
I don't know.
Straight after the game?
Hopefully in an hour. The way it's going.
How are you, Tom, man?
I'm all right, Steve. Yeah. I'm looking forward to a wedding that you should be at.
Oh, don't fucking, honestly. I'm in so much trouble, it's untrue. Speaking of weddings.
Are we on that again? Yeah. We had that on Sunday. I got pulled at work about that. Some boy went, "What's this about city covers at your wedding?" I went, "Oh, just
your reputation is absolutely destroyed." Not that you had one anyway. But
no, I've got a reputation.
How's your day been? Day stop.
Brilliant. Yeah, day stop because I say work. Frozen food doesn't sell itself.
So what time were you at the airport this morning?
Dawn dropped me off at R5. So
seven.
Eight o'clock. Brilliant. Do you know what? If the day trips weren't ridiculously expensive, it'd be brilliant because it's such a laugh.
So what if you paid 300?
Yeah, which is a joke really, but it's good. We met up with you lot. We've had a good laugh.
Good city, Brussels, isn't it?
It's amazing. So nice. And Greeny's here, and Greeny's being Greeny. I don't know how he got here because he can't get on. Well, I can't say that. But it's been good. It's been a top day, real top day.
What are you expecting tonight then? are you wanting United to come out here and finish the tie off tonight, or just hold it and maybe get a goal and take it back to Old Trafford?
Do you know what? Getting away goal, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because we're getting back to Old Trafford. Because the one results we've been getting really good have been European home games. But do you know, we just need to score an away goal.
We have played better at Europe at home than we have in the league, haven't we?
We've been brilliant fours, threes. We've played really well until Zora at home. But by that, we've been really good. But do you know what? It's just good. It's just good. Everyone complains about Europa League, but this is ace. We've had such a good laugh. We're far on. We're playing Anderlecht, who we used to play in the Champions League. It's just great. And do you know what? Whatever we do, we do. But this is a big competition for us now.
What's your take on people who do down the Europa League?
That's people who sit at home and watch it on sofas.
It's a massive tournament, isn't it? It's the old UEFA Cup.
It's the only one we haven't won. So do you know what? This is our best chance of winning it. And if you sit on the sofa and watch the game, you won't get it like we're getting it. But seriously, this is our best chance of winning a one trophy United have never won.
You go to places you're never going to go before, aren't you? Hiya. That's what it's all about.
Jay Kelly, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Now, tell the podcast about your journey here.
On that ferry. Amazing. Amazing. It was up and down, and that was nothing to do with the sea, that was just the beer.
Why did you get the ferry, given that it's an hour flight and it's a 2-hour train from London? Why did you decide to get the 14-hour ferry from Hull?
130 quid, why not?
apart from the fact that I told you, yeah.
Apart from Steve that told me it was 130 quid and it's 15 hours on the piss.
It's great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's mint, yeah. Mint.
What time did you turn it in last night?
I don't know. I remember the security coming over and they ended up sat with me having a beer.
What do you expect tonight? Do you think United need to win the tie tonight, or do you think just keep it tight and talk about to Old Trafford?
I think if we get an away goal, that's all that matters, isn't it? This stage of competition, an away goal, 2-1, lose, 1-1, as long as we score, that's all that matters, because we'll beat these at home.
And your thoughts on the Europa League as a tournament and the credibility of it? It's a big cup, isn't it?
I've enjoyed it. Champions League's all the same, isn't it? You know what I mean? You got the same places every week, don't you? Every season, I should say, not every week. I wish it was every week, because the wife wouldn't be happy then, would she?
Your wife's never going to be happy living with you, mate. What are we doing after the game? Straight back into Brussels?
Straight back into Brussels. Might as well get a bottle of red wine, aren't we? And have another scoop. Why not?
So, how are you, Mark?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Tired.
How's the young arrival?
Yeah, she's all right.
She good?
Yeah, she's fucking ace.
And how have you taken to fatherhood?
I like a fucking brick to the face. it's all right, though.
Are you balancing football and everything else with your new domestic responsibilities?
Not very well, no. She's banned me now from domestic aways.
Well, you've done all right.
I come home too pissed last time, and she's put an end to that.
You've done all right getting here.
Yeah, well, there's one.
So have you managed to wangle your wine?
Business trip. That's what she thinks. Right. She'll figure out tonight when I turn up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, she might figure out when she listens to this.
Yeah, possibly. But you never know.
Yeah. What do you expect tonight? What and what are you looking for from United?
No, these are no pushover. They're not a bad side. They've got, you know, they've got this far for some reason. So, you know, they're tipping us as favourites is what, you know, the bookies are saying
for the tournament.
For the tournament, yeah. But that doesn't mean anything, does it? You know, these are a decent side. They beat Spurs this year, I think, if I'm right, in the groups. You know, so they're not going to be a pushover. If we score tonight, I'll be happy. You know. Should hopefully, yeah, 4-1 might not be great, but you know, as long as we get a goal, we've got someone to play for in the next leg.
I mean, I've asked this question of so many people. I'm not seeing you for a little bit, so I'm going to ask you the same one. Would you now just abandon the league and prioritise this completely as a tournament?
I thought we'd done that already.
Would you though?
Would I? Yeah, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. We've got to play Chelsea, City, Arsenal, Spurs. It's going to be a struggle to get points out of them games.
Normally the semi-final is a playoff to decide who gets beaten by Seville in the final.
Yeah.
Obviously, United don't have to worry about that this year. So this is absolutely up for winning in it as a tournament.
Yeah. I think people, probably other teams around the, you know, Europe, they're left in it. Will be saying that about us. You know, this is ours to win now. This. Yeah. We're good enough. We should be good enough anyway. Whether we've proved that we're good enough this year is another statement, but we should be good enough to win this.
You expecting a totally full strength team?
I should imagine so. He wants to win this, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, it's his chance to etch himself into United's history, isn't
it? Well, yeah, he's slap bang in history then, isn't he?
He'll do something that no one else has done.
Yeah, exactly. We've never won this. I'll die happy because I've seen it all then.
Yeah. How's your trip been? You on a day stop?
On day stop, yeah.
300 quid.
300 quid, it's fucking a lot of money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money for a day
stop.
I know,
and I've probably put that much ale down my neck and all today. So, it's strong stuff and all, it's fucking, yeah. Feeling it.
Well, when you come to places like it, do you remember when, we on that trip years ago when most United fans first got introduced to Super Bot Lager in Portugal?
No.
Everybody got absolutely flattened by it.
No, I missed that one.
Yeah. Right, mate, have a good night.
Yeah, you too, boss, in a bit.
I bumped into three lads who... aren't from Manchester, so they've had a bit of a different journey. It was, where have you come from?
Yeah, Leicester.
So
came over on the Eurostar yesterday, St Pancras.
So live in Leicester, born in Leicester?
Well, born in Peterborough, but yeah.
Born in Peterborough, and a United fan?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
My old man, he's been going for years, sort of thing. My granddad, United fan, basically everyone in family. So yeah.
And you where?
I'm Joseph and I'm from Durham.
Durham?
Yeah, Durham, yeah. And I flew in from Manchester this morning into Charleroi Airport and then got the bus to...
You've got a fucking quiz show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah. Blind out. What's your name? Where'd you come from?
Yeah.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right, mate, yeah. I'm from Uttoxeter, little...
Great race course.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that's all... everyone sort of knows it for Stoke. But yeah, we don't associate myself with Stoke, no chance. Yeah, I came with these lads yesterday from St Pancras on the Eurostar.
So your trip then was, you've all had to travel from various parts of the country to get here, yeah? How many Euroways have you done this year?
I've done them all apart from Fenerbahce and Rostov.
Okay, so you've had a good run, haven't
you? I've done all right, yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I've done them all apart from Rostov as well.
Yeah, same as him, all
yeah,
but
you've
Rostov,
done a lot. Yeah. Great fun, innit, your other ways?
Can't beat it, can you? Can't beat it. All the lads here, sort of thing. Decent beer, good trips. So you want, really, innit?
Yeah.
I reckon, as a football fan, the best thing that you can do is go and watch your team abroad.
Oh, yeah. But the other thing we've been talking about today is you don't think about the game, do you? Like, the game doesn't come into your mind until you get here, like, until we're here now.
Yeah.
The good thing about this Europa League is, when are we going to take it seriously? Because come for the laugh, basically.
So you bring me round to a really good point, and I've asked this of everybody who I've bumped into today, is I think it is actually at the point of something that United should be taking massively seriously now.
Oh yeah, I agree. The league form isn't good enough, is it, really? Let's be honest, the countless draws have cost us in the league, so I think whoever finishes fourth, fraudulent. No one's been good enough, really, have they, in a good year? I think about Chelsea and Tottenham have been the best two, and the rest have been shite. Yeah.
So, are you of the view that throw everything we've got at trying to win this tournament now?
Yeah, we're the best team in this tournament by country mile, so why not? At the end of the day, we should be beating all these teams over two legs, and I'd fancy us in a one-off, even not playing at 60-70% to beat anyone left in it. So, yeah, we should be winning this easily now.
tournament United have never won. I think this is huge for United to try and get a to the final and then try and win it. Do you agree?
Definitely, definitely. Like he says, top four's gone now. Got no chance. Look at the fixtures coming up. Obviously, City away, Tottenham, Arsenal. You'd be struggling if we get 4 points off them.
No chance.
Be lucky to get 4 points off them, to be honest. But yeah, still we've got left to play for this season. Like I say, never won it before, so why not? Should be beating all the teams. The only worry you sort of got is if you go to like Besiktas next round, needing a win, second leg. That's your only worry, but should beat them. But we'll see.
We've got to get Genk, won it, and come back.
It'll be all right, won't it?
mate, are you? What are your thoughts in terms of? There's been quite a lot of fixture moves that have just been announced in the last couple of weeks. I think the Tottenham game's now a Sunday. I think we've got the midweek Southampton game and all that kind of stuff in and around the semis and the final. If United do get through, are you in the camp of just rest the first team and play them in this tournament?
No, because the games we've got to play, you know, ahead in the league, they're very big games. We don't want to be going to the likes of City, Arsenal away, Tottenham away and resting our players. You know, we don't want to be losing and just rolling over to these teams because we still have the opportunity to get fourth, to be honest. Although when it comes to the Europa League, that's also just as important. We never, you know, we're not a team to roll over. So, in my opinion, no, play the best.
So, do you think United will still finish fourth?
No, because of possibly the teams around us, like who we've got to play as well. But looking on the basis of the game that we've got to go into, as the, you know, against the top four or five sides, we can't just roll over. So I think we've got a better opportunity in going to those grounds and having a chance of winning rather than playing against teams at home who'll just come to Old Trafford and sit back.
If I offered you fourth or the Europa League, what would you pick?
It's not even.
Europa League. Europa League, because we've never won it, and it's the opportunity. If, for example, Liverpool were to finish fourth, we would outright them and go into the Champions League.
What are you doing tonight? Then are you back tomorrow or tonight?
Yeah, going back tomorrow.
Yeah, what's your plan?
Well, I don't know. Depends how it goes tonight, really. Now. Yeah.
What time are you home tomorrow?
I got a 5 o'clock train back tomorrow, so.
So train to
St Pancras and then get a train up to Leicester.
Oh, you're then back up there. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably have a quiet one tomorrow, sort of thing. But yeah, see how
lads,
it goes tonight.
Have a good trip. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
And with a couple of lads who have come here via a different route to most people. You went, Ash, how are you?
Not bad, mate, how are you? Oh, good.
Yeah, good. By the way, it was a good bus trip on the weekend, wasn't it?
Very good bus on Sunday, great time.
Right, when I saw you at the weekend, you were going via Amsterdam.
That's right, yeah.
How did that go?
Eventful to say the least. Ended up turning up to the hotel, so we're staying on the boat. The boat next to the train station in the boat. So we rack up, your man, he had no forearms, so he just had fingers. So it kicks off like that. So where are you from? From Manchester, it's Sound 9 from Manchester. So the next thing, he whips out his base, cracking on a few drinks. So he said, go and get the mushrooms in. So he went back to Amsterdam, get some more mushrooms, back to the vessel. A few drinks later, blah, blah, blah. Cracking on, seeing some mushrooms. Looks out your window, there's a Chinese.
I know exactly where you mean, actually.
The Chinese is on water. So we're staying at this Chinese. I went with a few big lads, all right. The big lads were hungry. So we ended up getting them dinghy. Got the dinghy, over to the Chinese.
Hang on, you got a dinghy?
We sent a fucking speedboat thing, get a little speedboat.
to go and pick it up?
To go and pick the fucking thing up. Got the speedboat, spit the Chinese up, duck, salt and pepper chicken, and egg fried rice, and it brought it straight back to us. Happy days. That was that.
That's amazing. So you sent a boat to go and get yourself a
Chinese. The Chinese. Yeah.
Doesn't happen on... You can't do that at Blackburn away, can you?
You can't do that at Blackburn away, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, are you back to Amsterdam tonight?
No, staying Brussels tonight, back to Amsterdam, 10 o'clock train in the morning.
And you staying in Amsterdam again?
Same boat.
Fucking hell. So,
the same.
So you came last night, yeah? Amsterdam last night. So, Amsterdam Wednesday night. Brussels Thursday night.
Amsterdam Friday night.
And then you're back on Saturday. And then Chelsea at home on Sunday. Fucking great. Where do you stand on the Europa League in terms of where it sits in United's priorities
we'll
now?
We'll win this and get top four.
What, you and we'll get both, do you?
Easy, no problem. We'll beat City on that Thursday. We'll go down, come down to Southampton, we'll beat them. Top four, no problem. Scousers are shite, Arsenal are shite, we'll get top four, no worries. No worries at all.
I think the fact that you've spent the night in Amsterdam is probably why you think that.
Probably is, Steve, mate. Probably is.
Mate, have a safe trip back, yeah. It's post-match after United's draw away at Anderlecht in the Europa League. We are just exiting the whatever Anderlecht Stadium's called. I can't remember. I'm not sure if I actually ever knew what it was called, actually. But anyway, we're exiting there. We're now in the compound outside the ground. People are boarding coaches who are going back tonight. Lots of people are waiting to head out on the make their own way into town to see what nightlife Brussels has to offer, and see what brings. Sorry, see what joys. Sorry, I'm being put off here. See what joys that brings for many people. Who can I find here? Right, Bash, you know how we stand pod, how are you?
All right, Stephen, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Stop stroking me like
sorry,
that.
Mate.
It's
sorry,
getting... You're perv.
Sorry, yeah. It's your bum, it's lovely.
But, yeah. For those that don't know Bash, Bash was the one who dressed in pink and saw United We Stand. Just tell us how much you raised on that day.
£2.5 grand.
£2.5 grand,
baby.
That's outstanding. What did you make of the game?
What game? I didn't get in.
You're not getting in?
No.
So you just hung around outside?
I'm just hanging around here hoping I get on another coach on the way home.
He's a fucking disaster zone, this lad, isn't he? So you didn't get in at all?
No, I've just...
So where have you been? Where have you been for the last 2 hours?
Outside here.
Just wandering just, about?
Just floating. hoping that someone picks me up on the coach.
Oh, marvellous. How was it?
Yeah, it was a good game. It was close.
No, what was it like outside?
Oh,
was it?
It was freezing.
It was cold, wasn't it?
Fuck, I can't. I thought you were asking me what the game was
well,
like.
See it,
I'm not seeing it.
don't just make stuff up. That's my
no,
job.
No, it's like close and it's all like pressing and all that stuff.
So what are you doing? You going home now?
Well, yeah. Apparently, we're getting the coach back, but our bus hasn't turned up, so. It's just going from bad to worse.
Right, so you didn't get any game.
So I didn't get the ground.
And your bus has no showed.
My bus hasn't showed up.
Fucking
so
brilliant.
Should be a quiet night, hopefully.
safe trip home.
Hopefully have a lovely, oh, no, have a lovely trip.
Ta-da.
See you later,
Steve. Right, ta-da, mate. Who else can I grab here? Get out, I'm not talking to him. I'm going to wander around here. See, there's just heaps of people who are all in an absolute tangle. They look like, well, it looks like they've spent the entire day drinking really strong Belgian lager. That's the problem when you come to places like this. The strength of the ale does actually catch people right out. Right, I'm going to move over this way. Hi, Dan, all right? You okay?
Yeah, good try.
Yeah, not bad, mate. Best thing about the game, actually, was the two smoke bombs that went off in the United end. So that'll probably get us into a little bit of trouble. Jay?
Hiya, mate. All right.
All right.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, good day.
Good day. Not a great game, was it?
Shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're bad, and we was even worse.
I reckon the 08 team would have beat them about 6-7-0.
I reckon my Sunday morning team would beat them about 6-7-0. Never mind the 08.
Performance to one side for 1 minute. One all away should be enough to get us to.
Away goal, isn't it? Away goal's massive, yeah, innit?
What did you make of the two away smoke bombs?
I think we set them off at the wrong time, didn't we?
Well, by all accounts, without naming the culprit, and I'm hoping he's got away with it, the first one went off accidentally in his pocket. So
it's a pity it weren't a flare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It wasn't great, that performance, was it?
Weren't great, but I think we're through, because they're nothing good, are they? You know what I mean? Anyways, it's all about going back to Brussels now. I'm getting pissed, isn't it?
It is. Do you think that United knew full well that they were far, far superior and just played within themselves?
I think there was a few that didn't perform tonight. Ibra was awful. He lost everything. Everything that he tried knocking down, he lost. But
I thought Mkhitaryan was, apart from his goal.
Yeah, but he put it away, didn't he? It was a good finish.
It was a good finish.
But I think we're through. I can't see them doing anything at Old Trafford next week. I think 2-3-0 next week.
Yeah, hope so.
And then hopefully Ajax in next round.
Is that what you want, is it?
Oh, yeah.
We're going on the ferry.
Oh, we're going on the ferry, yeah.
Basic sass, we want.
You want Besiktas?
Yeah.
I
remember it was brilliant
there. Before the game.
Yeah, it's kicked off in Lyon, hasn't it? What, anyone know what actually happened?
Besiktas fans and Lyon fans clashed, and they had to put their fans onto the pitch.
Brilliant.
So kick-off a delay till 10 to 10.
In the ground.
Right. Really? Right. I'm going to go and have a wander around, see who else I can talk to. I'll see you.
I'll see you back in Brussels.
Yeah. I'll see you around later on. Who else have we got here? Quick word for the United We Stand podcast, gents. Enjoy it.
It's right. It wasn't too bad. Results as a result.
Bang average performance, I want it.
Yeah, it was. Got your way goal. I suppose that's the main thing that counts. Take back to Old Trafford and with a bit of luck.
United should have mashed them, shouldn't they?
Play for a 0-0.
United? Or they did. But United should be burying teams like that, shouldn't they? Do you not think that performance just smacked of all of the home draws that we've had?
Definitely, yeah. Just the build up to going forward. I just sloppy passing. It was like a home performance, but.
How's your trip been?
Sidey, very good.
Yeah,
very
you,
nice.
Here tonight, or are you back home?
Back tomorrow night.
Back tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
What time?
6:00.
So you've got all tonight and all day tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
You're staying in Brussels?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it been?
Tight, yeah, very good, yeah.
Good city, innit?
Oh, superb. Locals are fine, drink's fine.
It's a bit strong, innit?
Some of them are pretty, yeah, we leave a bit of a...
It catches people out, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Especially this morning.
Yeah, I've seen some bad states over the last day. Listen, I might see you in town later on. All right, tell him, mate. Right, where am I going next? There's a couple of people here who I would absolutely love to talk to on this podcast, but we'd probably end up getting taken off the air, and that's not going to be good for anyone. Dave, quick word for the podcast, pal.
Drab non-event, I think. Next week at Old Trafford we'll do the job, but we'll need to improve, and the lads will have to take it more seriously if we are to go to Stockholm like we've all booked our flights for.
Well, you have.
Well, I have, so hopefully it better come off.
It was a disappointing performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought first half we battered them, but second half we kind of ran out of steam. And another thing, I feel like the players after the game, only four players came back to applaud the fans, which isn't good enough. When
two of them were half-hearted, weren't they?
Yeah, they all seem half-hearted.
Carrick and Guardian were the only two, weren't they?
Yeah, and the thing is, when Champions League comes about, another thing is, what's going to happen is, we'll get a bit more excitement, because there was no enthusiasm in that game, which was really disappointing. But I think we'll go through and we'll forget about this, and it was a good trip anyway, so who cares?
Are you back tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight on the bus, the famous bus.
Are you on the coach all the way back?
Yeah. Oh, I already feel dead anyway.
Nice safe trip, yeah?
Yes, you too.
We're back in the centre of Brussels now. As you probably detected, most United fans will take the result, expect to get through, but a lot of people disappointed with the performance. Also, a lot of United fans kicking off about the fact that at full time manager disappeared down a tunnel, and so did a sizable number of the players on the pitch. There was only a handful that came over, four of them, two of them half hearted. Carrick and Darmian did sort of make their way over at the United end, but that never goes down well when that happens, and we've seen it a few times in Europe over the years, so I think they can expect a bit of chirp over that one. United should be able to get back to Old Trafford and take care of that tie and then get themselves into the semi-finals, but typical performance. United knew full well that they were head and shoulders above their opposition, and rather than being clinical about it, they decided to mess about, play the old pragmatic card, and eventually got caught out with a late goal, but they kind of got what they deserved. I would hope that the manager is disappointed with it, and I hope that the manager deals with the squad on that front, because that really, despite the fact that the outcome was alright, that really wasn't good enough and very un-Manchester United like. That's it from us. We're going to head off into the night now and see what the night brings. Hopefully we can have a good drink and a mooch around town, and then get ourselves back tomorrow. Most of the travelling support was heading off straight back to the airport tonight. A lot of people with early flights and early Eurostars tomorrow. Idiots like us have got to wait till 7 p.m. and then get a 14-hour ferry to Hull, and then get picked up in a minibus and driven 2 hours to Manchester. So we didn't really, well, depends how you look at it. We either planned that one really well or we planned it like idiots. But anyway, that's our day. United take a away goal and are level pegging as they go back for the return leg at Old Trafford. So all fingers crossed, that should be enough. Next podcast, we'll be back after the game against Chelsea with the United We Stand Sellers. But until then, cheers.